Well, greetings, friends, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. What's on your mind today? We'd love to talk about it right now. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, give us a call. 844-322-2742 is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've been talking about the Word of God all month, and boy, this Bible is really a special book. It is God's Word to man. Mm-hmm. It is the story of Jesus Christ. And John, at the end of his gospel, really gives us some insight as to why God went to all the measures that he did to tell us the story of Jesus, to really lay it out there through the 40 different people over a 1,500-year time period. And here's what John wrote. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. So everything that Jesus did in his life, we don't have recorded down for us. There's just mountains and mountains of things that were left out. Yeah. But the things that were chosen, that God the Father chose to impress on the disciples' hearts to write, move them by his Spirit, were written down for a purpose. And he says this, but these are written. So the things that we read about in these gospel accounts, and really in the entire Word of God. I mean, certainly what we see through the nation of Israel, their history, that's not all of it. That's not all of mm-hmm. God's interventions into the affairs of man. I mean, we couldn't write all that stuff down. Yeah. But the things that were chosen to be written, the things that God impressed on the hearts of these writers through the Holy Spirit were written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. I mean, this has a benefit for you. God created this whole of the universe for you. God put us on this planet for our benefit. And this story of Jesus is for us. It's for our salvation. And that's what he says, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. I mean, God created us to be alive, to enjoy his life, to enjoy the fullness of relationship with him, to revel in his love, and to just know him. Not just know about him, but know him personally. And sin messed all that up.
Yeah.
Sin changed the story. Sin changed the narrative. But it didn't change the overall purpose and plan of God. Jesus was always the plan of God. Plan A, and there is no plan B. And so he sent Jesus into this world. He gave us hints about who he would be, what he would come to do, how we recognize him. And then he told us about his mission. And then he sent Jesus. And Jesus fulfilled everything that God had told about him prior. And he lived a perfect life, a sinless life. And he offered himself as the sacrifice, the unblemished Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world. My sins, your sins, everyone's sins. He put an end to that law of sin and death. He fulfilled it. And then he was buried. And then on that third day, he came to life. And then he walked around planet Earth for 40 days, and he appeared to some 500 different people, and then he ascended into heaven. And all of that was so that we could believe that he truly is who he claimed to be, and that he can give to us what he alone can offer, and that's life. Yeah. See, that's our problem. We were dead spiritually and in need of life. God sent Jesus so that we might have life. How does that life come to us? How is that life imparted to us? Well, it's not imparted to us through obedience to the law. It's imparted to us by Jesus Christ himself, by grace through faith. And when we believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, we're made alive together with him. He gives us his life. As John said in his first letter, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So God sent Jesus into this world for you, so that you, by believing that he is the Son of God, that you can have life in his name.
Indeed. And that is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition. We have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. If it's 5 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. It's the final day to help Basic Gospel meet the need for the month of January. And friends, we need your ongoing support to ensure that this new covenant message keeps coming so that others might hear, believe, and live in the good news and the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Bob, that is exactly why we do what we do. And we just discussed why the Bible does what it does. And we think it's pretty good strategy to align our purpose with the purpose of the Bible and to point people to Jesus Christ as the only source of life in this universe. And to do that takes money. And we're behind a little bit, and we don't want to get behind further. But don't think of it as being behind. Think of it as missed opportunity. I mean, you, our listeners, and we as people behind the microphones have a chance to reach somebody with the story of Jesus. And when we do that, we know from years and years and years of experience that lives are changed.
Yes, indeed.
Some of you listening right now have been changed because you met Jesus Christ as the result of this ministry. That's not us. That's Jesus reaching you through us.
Yes.
And we're thrilled that we can do that. But there are more people like you who need to hear this story. And the more resources we have, the more people we can reach. It's as simple as that.
As simple as that. Thank you, Richard, for those thoughts. And friends, this is also your opportunity to get your free copy of the truly in-depth study of Hebrews and the CD series called It's All Yours as you make your gift before midnight tonight. And it can be yours, as I said. Make your gift before midnight tonight, and we would love to get that into your hands. 14 CDs. It's a very in-depth study. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. Of course, in Canada, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also donate through the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. So, this is Basic Gospel, and again, open lines at 844-322-2742. Guys, we had this question from Ken, who wrote to us from Mertzon, Texas. I'd never heard of that particular city before, but I'm sure it's there because Ken said so. So, his question, my question is about true salvation. I went through the motions of saying that I accepted Christ as my Savior and was baptized. Then, several years later, I prayed with a man, and from that day forward, my life actually changed. Would you say that the first time I was a fence sitter, and the second time was when I truly became a believer?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, yeah. only God knows your heart and what really went on. But if you say you were going through the motions, that's probably what you did. You probably just professed with your lips a Christianity that wasn't really genuine in your heart. And that's one of the things that we see, that this transformation really is a heart transformation.
Right.
If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that's when you're saved. So it really flows from a heart transformation when God makes us new at the very depths of who we are. So, you know, I had the same type of situation where I came to Christ at a church camp. And boy, my life, I knew something had happened, but it really didn't show up in my life. I really struggled with all the temptations that, you know, junior high and high school and college throw your way. And I didn't really have the tools to stand firm in the grace of God. So I got tossed around like crazy. I just got, hit all over the place with sin and temptation. And it wasn't until I finally came to grips with what salvation really was, that I had been made alive together with Jesus Christ, that I started to see real transformation. So I've wondered, you know, when was my moment of salvation?
Yeah.
And for me, I just have gone back and said, Lord, you know, showed me your grace and mercy back at that camp in seventh grade. I responded, and I think that's when I was saved. And I think years later, that's when it really came to grips, or really understood what that meant. So as far as you are concerned, you know, all you need to know right now is you're saved.
Yeah. Yes,
that
right.
You're
rejoice
in Christ,
in that.
And Christ is in you. Mm-hmm. And you have a couple of times that you can point to. And I think God was at work in both of those. So rejoice with that, and rejoice with the fact that you are saved right now. It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. Ken, hope that's a help to you. Thanks for letting us know what's on your mind.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have a question from Kat, who's watching us on YouTube today. She says, I enjoy reading the Bible to get a better understanding of who I am in Christ and what he's done for me, but sometimes thoughts pop up and tell me it's works reading the Bible. Any advice? And I think that's a really, really good question.
Yeah.
A lot of times when we start to understand the grace of God and we've come out of legalistic backgrounds, we have this fear of going back into legalism. And so we protect against all of those things. And so, you know, we read the Bible in a legalistic way before really understanding the grace of God. And sometimes those old feelings come back when we read the Bible now that we really know the grace of God. And so we're fearful that, oh, no, is this a work? And the answer to that is not. Just recognize that's probably a fear of not wanting to go back into legalism. Well, you're not supposed to operate out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
God has shown you the fullness of his grace. He has given you the fullness of his Son. He is fully alive in you. Trust him to lead you. We see that a lot with people who have come out of legalistic backgrounds, and they've been really active in the church.
Yeah.
We had one lady that was telling us the story that, you know, she was always at the church and did so much work for the church, they finally just gave her a key to the church.
Made a big ceremony
right,
out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, she just burned herself out. And she started asking the question, is this all it is? Is it just me? Just work, 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 work. And God led her to the grace of God. And boy, that just opened up in a beautiful way. And she gave the key back. And but then she started saying, hey, there's all these kind of ceremonial gestures that are being offered of that key again. And I don't want to go back there. And what she finally realized is that I'm robbing myself of some great opportunities just to allow God to work in and through me, just to love people because of my fear of not wanting to go back into legalism. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to operate in fear. We want to allow this grace of God to empower us. And when it does, as far as service is concerned and as far as reading the Bible is concerned, the end result is going to be sheer joy for us.
Yeah. Back in that day when I finally took my stand, you know, and says, God is my witness. I'll never go under legalism again. And I became very legalistic about that.
Yes.
Because that's all I knew. And getting to know Jesus, the real Jesus, and the joy of service does change that. And still, every once in a while, that old fear comes back. Oh, man, here I go again.
Yeah.
And you just got to say, look, Satan, leave me alone. I'm forgiven. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm alive forevermore. And it's all Jesus.
That's pretty good stuff.
Period. Yeah.
That's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I am Bob Davis. We have open lines. And if you're hearing the live broadcast at about 14 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast. And we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. In Canada and the U.S., toll free, 844-322-2742. Bob, we're down to the final day of January, of course. And I know all of us here at Basic Gospel send our heartfelt thanks to everyone who steps up every month to support this outreach. But we still have a way to go to keep from falling behind. Richard doesn't like that term. It's missed opportunities, as you said, Richard, and I concur with that. But January is coming to an end. Bob, your thoughts on this final day of the month?
Well, we have this wonderful resource that we really want to put in your hands, and it's the Book of Hebrews. And so it's a really thorough study of the Book of Hebrews, 14 different CDs.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what Christ has really accomplished for you, what he has done, and just the joy of living life to the full in this new covenant that we live in today, I mean, this is just a powerful, insightful resource for you. And it's our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
And when we ask you to partner with us, we're asking you to partner with us in getting this good news out. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a dying world out there, a dying world that needs Jesus, that needs the message concerning Christ.
Indeed.
And if that's something that's of interest to you in getting the message about Jesus out to as many people as possible, then this is a great place to partner with.
Yeah.
This is a great ministry to hook your cart to and say, hey, let's go do this together. If you have other interests, praise God. Mm-hmm. But if you want to share the good news of Jesus, we're asking you to do that. We're asking you to join with us. And boy, God will open up incredible opportunities for us. We'll see him write his story of grace in the lives of people all around this world. And let me tell you, it's hard-pressed to find anything more exciting than that.
You're so right.
Come join us. Be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel.
Make your gift on this final day of January by clicking donate at basicgospel.net or by using the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate through basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also use the listener line, 844-322-2742. And if you call off hours, leave a message and Billy will get back to you when the office reopens. That number again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with Bobby, listening to us on The Word today. Hi, Bobby.
Love that name.
Hello. Hey, yeah, great name. Thanks for taking my call. I love you guys. I listen to you a lot. Man, you have a way of explaining the gospel that just kind of, man, just I'm so thankful that the Lord uses you guys the way he does. And with that being said, I've got a question. It seems to sort of, you know, be ignored or not even, I don't know. I just want, what does Scripture say, or that the gospel, I know that we're Jews and Gentiles in the eyes of God, but in reality, guys, in reality, what does it really say about interracial dating and marriage? Blacks and whites, mixed, whatever. How are we really supposed to look at interracial marriage? I'll leave you with that. Thanks a lot. I look forward to the answer.
Thanks, Bobby.
Well, thanks, Bobby. Thanks for your call. Well, the Bible says absolutely nothing about it.
Absolutely nothing.
Now, culture through the years and just the mores of society have led us to take different passages out of the Bible and to say, hey, we're not supposed to marry people of other races and that sort of thing. But the Bible never says that. We've just let society through history and just what we've come to know as what life should be kind of dictate what we think the Word of God is saying. The only thing it says about marriage is don't be unequally yoked. And what does that mean? Well, it means don't marry somebody that's not a believer in Christ. Because what are you going to have fellowship around? If you're a believer and she's not, or she's a believer and the husband is not, there's not going to be a deep connection, a deep abiding connection that comes from those who join themselves together as true believers. So that's the only thing that the Bible says as far as marriage is concerned. Don't be unequally yoked. So it never says there's no such thing as interracial marriage to begin with. We're all just part of the same race, aren't we, Richard?
Yeah. We're human beings.
Yeah. There's just one human race. We're all saved the same way, by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We all have the same needs. We all have the same desires. And so we're just all a part of this one human race that has a lot of variety to it. And praise God for that. Just that just shows the awesomeness of God, our Creator. But so the only thing the Word of God is really going to say about who to marry and who not to marry is don't be partners or don't be unequally yoked as far as marriage is concerned.
Yeah. Bobby, good to hear from you. Thanks for your question. We had another call coming in, Bob, I believe.
Yes, we do. Let's talk to Don from Marietta, Georgia, listening to us on WDWD. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. All right. Good to hear from you again. Hey, just want to get a comment from you guys. Do you think that those early Christians hearing the radical gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time, being so radically different from anything else they'd ever heard, that a lot of folks, like the caller before last, indicated that we grow up in a, quote, Christian nation, and a lot of us are just exposed to our perception of the religion of Christianity, and sometimes it's some time before we really come to understand the radical grace of God through the gospel of Christ. Do you feel like that there's a big disconnect there from what happened in the early church to what has happened in a nation like America, where Christianity is the prevalent religion, if you will, and people grew up a little desensitized actually to the radical gospel of grace?
Well, Don, I think we've certainly watered down the gospel message, and I think we've watered it down because we've watered down our need as individuals. You know, in this world today, we're just looking for information that will help us become successful, that will help us make more money, that will help us have a better self-image, all of those sort of things. So those are kind of the felt needs, and we're wanting messages designed around those felt needs, to give me some encouragement, to give me some positive feedback and that sort of thing, and a nudge to keep me moving down this road of success or prosperity or whatever it might be. Well, that really misses the need of the human heart, and it really misses the problem of the human heart. I mean, we are dead in sin. We follow the ways of this world. We live to gratify the desires of the flesh. That's the human condition apart from Jesus. And when somebody really sees that that's their human condition, then the grace of God is sweet music to their ears. But if they don't see that that's their condition, then the grace of God is just a ho-hum message. So we really need to understand our need. And when we understand our need and understand our real condition, then the grace of God is really going to be, you know, the only item on the menu. And when it comes, oh, is it going to be an amazing offer of life?
And always
to
radically
us.
Different
yes.
than the old way.
Yes. Yes. So
thank you so much, brother. Well said.
Well, thank you, Don. Thank you for your call. We sure appreciate it, my friend. Always good to hear from you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Friends, it is the final day to make your January gift to support Basic Gospel and receive your copy of the very special CD series, It's All Yours. It's our gift back to you for your support in the month of January, which ends, of course, at midnight tonight. But bottom line is, we need your help. On this last day of the month, please make your gift to help us stay on solid footing so that this new coveted message continues to minister in the hearts and lives of people just like you and me who need to hear the truth of the gospel. Make your gift on this final day of January by clicking donate at basicgospel.net or by using the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate through basicgospel.net/Canada. Our tagline here at Basic Gospel is hear it, believe it, live it. But that doesn't happen without your help. We'd love to hear from you. Well, now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and all the Straight Ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back for that exciting study in the book of Ephesians tomorrow on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.